This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed their vast differences on trade that have led to exchanges of significant retaliatory tariffs, agreeing to a small truce they did. Mr. Trump described their relationship as incredible.
I think at some point we are going to end up doing something which is great for China and great for the United States.
Many major business leaders on both the United States and China are hoping for some sort of truce or partial deal in what is seen as an escalating trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. White House is saying that there will be a state funeral for former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who died late Friday at the age of 94. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the late president will be honored at Washington National Cathedral, though details have not yet been announced. And even though President Trump had a tense relationship with the Bush family, Sanders says he and Mrs. Trump will attend. He'll also designate Wednesday as a national day of mourning, after tweeting the 41st president was a truly wonderful man whose accomplishments were great from beginning to end. The other ex-president are also praising him, with President Obama saying George H.W. Bush's legacy of service may never be matched, though he'd want all of us to try. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nearly 100 people, including 16 police officers, were injured. 200 arrests happened when a protest in Paris turned violent. For the third straight week, demonstrators took to the streets over frustrations about escalating taxes, especially on gasoline, and the leadership of President Emmanuel Macron. Macron says the protesters are seeking to spread chaos and discontent. This is VOA News.